Riverside Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNCA. We're joined now by the boys' head coach, that is Tyler Herbster. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. And the Cyclones, couple of wins. Coach, last week, our first chat, you know, it was the day following the opener against Oskaloosa, in which you guys came up a little bit short by 4 points. But you got that first win following that on Saturday against Atchison County. Let's start there, 72-39, good on both ends of the floor. What'd you like in that game on Saturday against ACCHS?
Yeah, I think our boys responded well and played extremely hard right from the jump. I think we put up 25 points in the first quarter. So, our kids really got out and guarded and got up in them and, you know, wanted to press a little bit right from the get go. And, I could tell they took that first loss of the season personal. I don't think any of them thought that they should have lost that game. And, if they would have played a little bit better, we could have won a game that we didn't play real great in that opener. So, nobody was real happy with that first loss. I was just glad they took it personal and wanted to go out there and play real hard against ACCHS.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then you guys kind of kept that momentum rolling on a Tuesday night this week at Donovan West. I think it improved Donovan West team for sure. And you guys get the win there, a little bit lower scoring affair, 48-39 that final. So sitting here at 2-1, you know, last night against D-West, what'd you like? What'd you see there?
Yeah, and like you said, ACCHS, they had just came off a win against Horton before we got them. So they were riding high, and now D-West just came off one of their bigger wins against Amar Hill that they've had here recently. And the exact same thing where we just came out and got into it and scored. I mean, we scored 24 points in the first quarter, and I think we ended with 48. So we scored 24 points the rest of the way, which that was credit to their defense and making us make tough shots. But I think just things falling early for us and getting to the basket and trying to get some easy stick-ins early on helped us quite a bit. And this was a game where they play really good half-court man-to-man defense, so we could run some of our man sets and try to get better with that. We haven't really had a chance to run much man offense until last night. But like I said, they were tough, and we guarded great around the perimeter. We were physical. We kind of took them out of their offense a little bit. And I haven't got the official stats back, but I think we only had 4 turnovers last night. And by game 3, you'll take that by game 18 or 20, only having 4 turnovers. And we're here game 3, where I think the opening game we had 10 turnovers against ACCHS. We had 10, and now we're only having 4. The last few years we opened with Troy, and we've had some wins and had some close losses, but I think we've had 20 plus turnovers in the home opener every single year. So I'm really glad that we're valuing the ball. We're settling now for just really good kick out 3-point shots and trying to be relentless to the basket and getting our hands on balls when we're on defense. So it was really good win for us. And like I said, they have 3 senior boys that have been playing basketball since they were freshmen, sophomores, and have a couple really good young kids. So it was a really good win for us. I was pleased with the way we played.
Yeah, if you can keep that turnover number down, especially at this level, that is a huge stat to help with some success. And you got a couple games here before the break, first of 2 to finish off 2025. You guys are going to host Troy on Friday night. You know, they were kind of stymied a little bit. You know, Jackson Heights rallied from a double-digit deficit last night in the third quarter. They knock off Troy. Jackson Heights did 47-41, but, you know, they were 2-1 going into that game. Impressive wins against Valley Falls. And then Friday, double overtime, they hung up 87 points in that win against Hiawatha. They've been very good on offense, but mentioning Jackson Heights kind of slowed them down just a touch. It's a good Troy team, and they got some pretty good athletes you're going to see on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm going to assume it's going to be a fairly high-scoring game with our style of play and their style of play. I think it's, like I said, I still think it's going to be the little things, who's making their free throws, who's not turning the ball over the most, who's crashing the offensive glass and getting offensive rebounds. So I think both sides are probably going to knock down tough shots. Everybody's got good scores out on the court. Probably just comes down to doing the little things, right? And in my opinion, I got to catch the end of their Hiawatha double overtime game and stuff like that. So I'll kind of hopefully today sit around and watch a little bit of the Jackson Heights film from last night. But, you know, we started on the road for 3 games. I'm just really happy to be that kind of have a couple home games here in a row to, right before break. I think our fans will like that, and the kids will enjoy playing at home.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tyler Herbster, Riverside boys coach, back-to-back wins going into the matchup on Friday night against Troy. Should be a good one right there in the Northeast Kansas League, per usual. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck here in these couple games before the break. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the holiday.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.